Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Coal mining jobs once made Southwest Virginia prosperous, but most of them are gone now, and as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, they've not been easy to replace.
Yeah, this story is by Eduardo Porter, a reporter with the New York Times who parachuted into Grundy out in Buchanan County. A story about the other part of Virginia, the areas that are falling behind and trying hard, but nothing seems to be working. It's a story about efforts to give new life, to move beyond coal in an area where coal dominated. The story is full of numbers, but one of them stands out is the population has fallen from 35,000 to 22,000, and they've lost thousands of mining jobs.
The mines once employed 5,500 people in the county. That's down to about 1,000 now. A law school and a pharmacy school have opened in recent decades. They're valuable assets, but can't come close to replacing coal money. But David, with help from the government, Grundy is still trying to fight its way back.
They relocated downtown Grundy away from an often flooding river. They've also some reclaimed mining land. They're calling it the Southern Gap. They spent $35 million, the state and federal, to try to bring in people, bring in industry, maybe bring in tourism. They brought elk into the area, hopefully hunters and people who want to view elk in the wild will come visit. These are the kind of things they're doing. But yet the story points out that one in six workers still depend on coal, and that's one-third of the total wages in Buchanan County.
And one of the companies still operating in the county has filed for bankruptcy.
This is going to be a challenge for Virginia. There's many places like Grundy that are not thriving, and the only thing that's increasing is the elderly population.
The economy in Southside Virginia has also been down for a while. And David, that has caused Martinsville to consider making a significant change.
Right, this story is by Bill Wyatt, a reporter with the Martinsville Bulletin. Virginia's got a unique local government structure where cities are completely independent from the surrounding counties. So if you look at a map, the city of Martinsville, which was a traditional center of Virginia's textile and furniture industries, is surrounded entirely by Henry County. But the two governments are completely separate. With the decline of these industries, the city of Martinsville leaders have decided that they really can't afford to be a city anymore, and they're going to become a town.
Which would make Henry County responsible for many of the services now provided by the city of Martinsville. At the top of that list would be public education.
Henry County is wanting to slow things down and talk about it, particularly what impact this might have on combining the school districts.
There was a study a few years ago regarding the schools. The city thought they were working on a plan to combine the systems. The county saw it otherwise.
The county did not want to have to combine the school districts. They wanted to maybe talk about managing the city schools. The county now is saying we will consider those terms of combining the schools. Let's slow things down, but The city seems to be determined to move ahead.
Martinsville would need court approval before it could revert to town status. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.